Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Y'all, come on! Let's pay this forward. Let's pay it forward, baby. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Guess what? I'm your host, Frank Williams. Let's get into today's show, y'all. Come on, I know you're there. Get with me, come on! Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, hey, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770 732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks you guys for tuning in. Now, today's word of the day is visceral. Visceral. V-I-S-C-E-R-A-L. Visceral. Visceral is an adjective, and the first meaning is felt in or as if in the internal organs of the body. The second meaning is not intellectual. Okay, number three is dealing with crude or elemental emotions. And then another meaning is of relating to or located on or among the internal organs of the body. All right. And so visceral is a great word you guys can add to your vocabulary. All right. Yesterday was the contest Wednesday for the word of the day. And again, all you have to do is listen to the show, write down that word of the day for that day, and then listen into the show on Wednesday. And I'll ask you for the word of the day for one of the days during that week. And if you can call in and give me the word of the day for that day, and it's correct, then I'll give you a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. All right? And that's what you do. So, here we go. Now, for my Latino community, tomorrow is, Cinco de Mayo, right? The 5th of May. And I know that, you know, you guys and a lot of people, even us Americans, try to help you guys celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And we will, for sure. And I will once I get home from work. But I hope you guys have a blessed day on tomorrow. Have fun. I know you will. And please be careful. Because I know there's a lot of drinking going on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. All right. Now, today's weather is, let's see if I can grab the weather real quick. Right now, in the ATL, we have rain and 59 degrees. Okay. And look like it's only going to be a high of 70 today. And looks like there are thunderstorms throughout the day and the evening. So looks like rain all day today. And tomorrow looks like rain all day tomorrow. Tomorrow's high is only going to be 55 degrees, 48 at night. Saturday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and 72 degrees. Sunday, sunny, 71. Monday, sunny, 74. Tuesday, sunny, 80. Wednesday, sunny, 85. So we'll get back into our spring-like weather on next week. Okay, Saturday is going to be pretty good. Sunday is going to be decent. So you guys just keep a long shirt on. Right, long sleeve shirt on, and get out there in your yard and get those grills going this weekend. Today and tomorrow, we're looking at rain and thunderstorms over the next 48 hours. Okay, and I think that's cool because when you think about the weather and the rain, if you're working every day, Monday through Friday, and then you're off on the weekend, raining a couple of days during the week doesn't really put a damper on things. It's when the rain comes in on the weekend, on your days off, and it's raining like crazy, and you don't, you know, you just kind of want to sit around and and be lazy. Okay? You guys give me just a minute. I'll be right back. So again, I'm sorry guys, I had a phone call to come in there and but I appreciate it. So let's see what we're talking about. Don't remember, but the rain, the weather is it's gonna be raining today and tomorrow. And so you guys can remember, rain today, rain tomorrow. So, but the weekend looks pretty decent. 70, 72 degrees Saturday and Sunday with sunny skies. So that works. That works for me. And again, when it rains on your day when you have to go to work, it doesn't make work seem that bad, right? So so it's kind of okay that it's raining during the week. It's just the weekend that makes it bad when it, you know, when it rains on your day off. But anyway, so let's get into today's show. Today's show is entitled, Do You Lower Your Standards for a Partner in a Long-Term Relationship If the Sex is Great? And a lot of people sent me messages about this and saying, what do you mean by this? And so I'm going to explain, okay? And if you think about it, let's see, I'm trying to get something going here, but I can't. So if you think about it, we have standards for people or our significant other when we're looking for a person to share our life with or get into a relationship with, start dating or whatever. We have standards that we look for in a man or a woman. And so you have a standard for a, let's say women have a standard for a man. You know, you may want a tall guy. You may not want a tall guy. You may want a guy that's dark and handsome. You may want a guy that's you know, fair skin and handsome. You may want a guy that's bald head. You may want a guy that has a little hair on his head. You may want a guy that has facial hair. You may want a guy that's clean shaved, whatever, right? You may want a guy who's not real skinny. You might want a guy who's like got a great build. You might want a guy who's a little bit heavier. There's different standards that different people have for a partner, okay? And I remember when, you know, I met my wife in high school, okay? We were high school sweethearts. But at the time, I had an affinity for long-haired women. Women, you know, girls anyway, with that had like shoulder length or longer hair. I liked that, okay? And I liked them to be not small, not petite, but you know, not a small woman. That's what I'll say. So and as the years go on, of course, things change. Everyone change, your body change, and everything changes over the years. But when you're in a relationship with someone and you start off and they have all the qualities that you look for, then that's a good thing, right? And you get into a relationship with that person, y'all do whatever, and you get married or whatever. But over the years, people change. I've changed, she's changed, or whatever. But the love has not changed. Still love each other more than we did before. Okay, so after a while, you don't really look for those physicalities in a person that you look for back in the day, and that's what I mean, because when you get into a relationship with someone, or let's say you just started dating a guy, okay, And he's got some of those physical qualities that you look for, some of those standards that you look for in a guy. Okay, he's got some of them. He may not have all of them, but he's got some of them. So you say, I'll go out on a date with him. And you go out on a date with him, and you find out this guy, he's really nice. He's a nice guy. You know, he opened the door for you. He paid for the meal. You know, we went out and got some dessert later on after we went to and had dinner or went to a movie or whatever. And, you know, and he brought me home, and he didn't even try anything while we were on the date. What I mean by try anything is he tried to, maybe you're at the movies, he tried to rub on your leg or put his arm around you, whatever. Okay. And then when you got home, he didn't, you know, he didn't try to get that kiss from you with that you may have expected, but he's really a nice guy. So you go in the house and you close the door. And after he leaves, you start talking to your sister or whatever about him. And you feel like this guy, he's a really nice guy. So the next time he call you, we good. We can go out. Okay. And then I don't know what your standards are as far as, you know, when you get into a physical relationship with him, or you guys start to maybe sleep together. And, and I'm saying this, I'm being real. I know there's a lot of people listening to the show. I know my daughter listens to the show and all this. And I'm just being real, right? So, and you get into a relationship, and now you guys are starting to get physical, okay? And it's a, you know, when you guys sleep together, is really good, okay? You've never been with someone like this, okay? So now do you lower your standards and say, okay, he doesn't, you know, he's not really the type of guy that I was looking for as far as his build, you know, he doesn't have, you know, a lot of muscles and things like that, but the sex is great. Now, is it okay? Do you lower your standards and move on in the relationship with this guy just because the sex is great? Or do you continue to look for someone who's at or above your standards? Do you do that, or do you settle for this guy? And all I'm saying is that once you fall in love with someone, once you fall in love, okay? And I'm not saying sex is the only thing that makes you fall in love, because it's not. It's part of it. And I think it's a big part of it, okay? But, I do think that your standards as far as the way you want your partner to look and act and all this is a big part of it as well. So do you lower your standards for that, or do you continue to look for someone that's at your standards or above? You know, because think about this. If you're looking for someone who's at your standards or above, you know what it has to be on the other side? When they're looking at you, is that they have standards as well, right? So you have to be at their standards or above. Okay, y'all with me? You have to be at your standards or above. And I see there are lots more people joining the show, and I'm already into the show, but there are other people joining the show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. But now the other person has standards as well. And see, when you think about men, and I'm being serious here. I'm being candid. I'm being 100%. I'm being serious. When you think about men will lower their standards. For women, if the sex is good, men will do that. And I think women will too, but at the same time, a lot of men, not saying all men, not saying all women, but a lot of men and a lot of women will continue to look for other men who meet their standards. And then men will have a woman that's really good in bed, but she's not at their standards they're looking for. So they'll continue to see her while they're still out there looking for someone else that's at their standards or above. And then we'll find someone that's at our standards or above, but they're not that great in the bedroom. And we'll build a relationship with them, thinking that I'm gonna teach her how I want to be in the bedroom, or how I want her to be in the bedroom. And in the meantime, you know, we're gonna still keep this so-called chick on the side that we can see, because the sex is good. And I'm being serious. I'm just being honest. I mean, you know, that's the way it is, right? And so, you know, I did a show about this a while back where I talked about men have at least 3 to 5 women in their stable at all times. Men have at least 3 to 5 women in their stable at all times. And what I mean by stable is, I mean that 3 to 5 women that they're seeing at the same time. And women have three or two men that they're seeing at the same time. Single women. Now, there are some married women, some married men have other women out there too. But single men usually have 3 to 5 women in their stable at all times that they're seeing at the same time. And women are the same way. Maybe you could take one away for the women. But women do the same thing. Some women, okay, not all women, but some women. And so so all I'm saying about that is, you know, women have men that they really like, but he may not be that great in bed. So they have another guy that they don't really like that much as the other guy. But man, he can put it down in the bedroom. So they use both of these guys to sort of make up one guy, if you know what I'm saying. So they use both of these guys. They have a guy that they want to go out with and have a good time with, and he can pay for the meal and all this stuff. He can take care of her financially. But then they got this other guy on the side, sort of a maintenance man type guy that comes over every now and then, or she goes over there every now and then, and they handle the business, right? But again, ladies, you have to think that guy that you're going to see, the maintenance man. Now, the maintenance man, he's not just your maintenance man. He's also dealing with what? 2 to 4 other women besides you. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful because, you know, you don't know who this guy's sleeping with. And then, guys, you have to be careful because you don't know who she's sleeping with. Okay? So it's a fine line there that you have to walk in these relationships. And hopefully you guys will find someone that's everything you need. But I doubt it, right? I doubt it. Sometimes God put these people in your life for reasons. And sometimes God give you the guy or the girl who's perfect for you. Not only have all the physical traits that you're looking for, not only great people, not only have great personalities, great attitudes, doing good outside, doing, you know, got a job, go to work every day. Not only they have that, but then when you get home at night and, you know, you're feeling some type of way, you want some type of loving, they can handle that part as well. That's who you're looking for. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode, right? And so when I think about a long-term relationship, all that stuff has to be a part of it. And then guess what? If you meet someone that has all these physical traits that you're looking for, looks, all this, everything that you want at your standards, but they're not that great in the bedroom, you know what I always say, and I say this a lot on my show, you can teach that person to be whom you want them to be in the bedroom, especially women, okay? A woman can easily teach a man what she wants in the bedroom, because men, we want to satisfy our ladies so much that we're willing to go that extra mile to do that. And ladies, if you tell that man, if you tell him exactly what you want, I mean, don't leave anything out. Tell him exactly what you want, and he will try to deliver. A man will try to deliver everything that you want, because you know why? He doesn't want you to go somewhere else looking for it. So if you tell him exactly what you want, and be specific about it, tell him exactly what you want, he'll do it. If this guy always wore a beard and a big old beard, and he, you know, and you met him and he got a great personality and all this, but you don't really like men with beards or a lot of facial hair, and you tell him, man, you know, I like men that clean cut, kind of shave it down a bit, shave it way down, or trim it up real nice and this and that, I guarantee you the next time you see him, he'll have that beard trim close, trim like you want it. I mean, if he wants you, he'll do anything he can to make you happy. You tell him, I'd like a red Ford Mustang with tinted windows. You tell him that, he'll have you out there tomorrow on the car lot looking for a red Mustang, tinted windows. A man will try to do everything he can to keep you happy if you tell him exactly what you want. Tell him exactly what you want. Don't leave anything out. Be specific about it. Because if you leave something out, then he's going to leave something out, and you're not going to be happy about it. So don't leave anything out, ladies. Tell him exactly what you want. Now, men will say, you know, yeah, I like that Mustang. I want me a Mustang. And a lady will try to get you the Mustang. But when you get it, you'll say, man, you know, I wanted some chrome wheels on that thing. I wanted it to be, you know, black. I wanted leather interior instead of this. But you weren't specific about it. And that's the deal. So I'm telling you guys, if, especially ladies, if you tell this guy exactly what you want, okay, it will work out the way you want it, okay? So, again, guys, that's all the time I have in the show today. Thank you guys for tuning in, okay? Thank you for tuning in. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Remember, tomorrow is Free For All Friday, but I have a tremendous show for you tomorrow. So listen in tomorrow. Again, I have a great show, a great topic for you tomorrow. And tomorrow's Free For All Friday, so you guys can call in and you can talk about whatever you want. The show is yours. Take care, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Come on. Get right now. Let's listen to Mary J on the way out. And I hope you guys have a tremendous day. Take care.
Person out there that's ever done anything for Mary J. Blige.